great stuff. It's a Broncos victory Monday and a new staple now for, I think, the third week in a row here, joined by Noah Fant, who is on the road to recovery. Noah, let's just start with you and where you're at physically. I know a lot of Broncos country, myself included, were thinking with the pushing back of the Patriots game that you'd be able to give it a go. Just where are you at with the recovery process, and how close were you to suiting up and playing yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I think I was pretty close. You know, went through practice, did some individual, did some 7-on-7, and came down to a decision with the training staff and the coaches, and just kind of, you know, looking out for what was best for me and the team, and decided, you know, just sit this one out and let my ankle heal fully. I was really close. We were going to do a kind of like a game time decision thing, but didn't think that, you know, one day of rest on the ankle would have done that much difference. But feeling very positive about going this week. I think I have a really good chance to do that, and, you know, excited to get back to practice. So.
Well, I think that's great news. You know, these high ankle sprains are tricky. I've had a few of them. Noah Fant joining us here. Noah, so no setback here then? Just one of those things that just we're going to just take one more week here? No setback with the ankle sprain?
Yeah, no, there wasn't any setback. Just, you know, wasn't, like you probably know, wasn't totally there yet. And they didn't want that setback to happen if I were to try to push it in a game or something like that. So, you know, I want to be back for the long term, not just, sure, you know, a short term game. So definitely think it was a good decision for us.
Yeah, no, I agree. And still, you know, somehow, some way, and it wasn't perfect yesterday, but you guys went on the road as a, you know, touchdown underdog and beat Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots in Foxborough. I know, you know, it's got to be a great feeling because you string together some victories, but you not being out there, probably looking at the game through a different lens. Who stuck out to you, and what were your overall takeaways from yesterday's upset?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, definitely wanted to be there. I felt more nervous watching the game on TV than I am out on the field. So I think it was a good team win, though. I think, obviously, Brandon McManus stood out big time. He saved us. And, you know, obviously, the defense played lights out. Both Chubb and Malik Reed did a really nice job. Shelby Harris had it, you know, that tip interception, yep, was really good, too. So, I think Justin Simmons and Bryce Callahan also had really good games. So, I think offensively, obviously not the cleanest game that we would want. But, you know, back to the drawing board, and I think we'll have a good games to come. So,
yeah, and Noah Fant joining us. Noah, what did you make of Philip Lindsay's return? We hadn't seen him in a few weeks. He's been out, and I mean, man, he went over 100 yards. And what'd you make of Philip Lindsay and his return?
Yeah, I think Phillips looked good. I think, you know, obviously, you know, talking to him, there's things that he thinks that he could have done better and things like that. I think for his first game back, he did a really nice job. I think he's got a lot more to show, and I think he's hungry to get back out there and, you know, keep having big games like that. So I'm definitely very excited for him.
Noah Fant joining us here live on Stokely and Zach. We saw the debut of Albert Okwuegbunam, who has been inactive to this point. I know, you know, some folks excited about him and maybe the history with Drew Locke. And, you know, he had some moments yesterday. That 27-yard, you know, catch and run was awesome. But there was also some other moments where you see the rookie nature of Albert O. show. If you were to give a first-year tight end some advice, what would be something that you didn't necessarily know in year one that you have a more of an understanding in year two?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would say just to be okay, you know, going through those growing pains. For me, I was, you know, kind of going through all that kind of scatterbrained me, and I was thinking about so many things at once, and you got to have to be prepared to, you know, this is a new atmosphere, a new speed of the game and things like that. Obviously, you want to, you know, do as well as you can, but you just kind of got to go with the flow, roll with the punches, and make the best of every opportunity. So I think that's the best advice I could give, and I think he's going to do that. So
last one for me, Noah, and Noah Fant joining us here. Two in a row, man. That's two wins in a row. You know, we were talking about last week what one win could do for you. Now you got two going to Foxborough and beating the Patriots, a really good football team. You know, what's the mindset now moving forward, and what does that do for y'all in the locker room and in that building?
Yeah, I think it was a big win for our team in general. I think it, you know, it just kind of shows everybody, like, hey, like, we, even with all the injuries, right, even with all the main pieces that we had down, we still have a team that can compete, and we still have a team that's not going to give up and a team that's going to. I think that just kind of, you know, proves to ourselves and proves to our coaches and everybody that, you know, we can compete with these teams. And I think, you know, no better time than now to have that confidence going in against the Chiefs this week. So.
And last one for me, Noah, before we let you go, thanks again for your time here on a staple Monday, where you're going to be joining us at 12:30 pretty regularly here. I'm still trying to learn, like, who you are as a guy. We all see you play football. We're all excited about your football future. But when you unplug from football, what type of stuff do you get into? Are you watching the World Series? Do you watch UFC? What shows do you watch? Who are you when you decide to take that plug out of the socket and just be a normal person?
Yeah, no, I'm a super laid back guy. You know, like to have fun, like to laugh. So I spend a lot of time hanging out with, you know, guys in our tight end room, right? Hanging out with Jake, playing video games with Jake. Austin Fort's another guy I hang out with a lot. We've hung out with Nick also quite a few times. So just hanging out with those guys and having a good time with them. And, you know, I'm also a big fan of the show Ridiculousness on MTV. Just makes me laugh. Big fan of laughing and having fun. So, I think that's a good sum up of what I'm up to.
Well, we're becoming big fans of yours, man. We really appreciate your time rooting you on this week from a health standpoint. And if the Broncos are going to beat Kansas City, you're going to have to be involved with that. So we're rooting for you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, there he goes. Noah Fant.